Coach. It's a privilege to be over here and to hear many things about the activities of the church. So today we'll dive in direct to our topics. So first we saw fear of God. It was a general, and I think so glad you took it right from the book of Genesis, but the little avoided revelation, saying that the judgment will get a little scared. That is what he said and how true it is. Then we went to fear of God as individual. Sandra took it. And we came to know what are the healthy habits and unhealthy fear. Healthy fears and unhealthy fears. Then we went to the next topic, that is fear of God of the church. And then we saw how the church fear and judgment will come. And now we are just going through this fear of God, family. Family plays a very vital role. But to go into that first detail, let us see what it speaks. What is fear actually? Here he said, I have seen that when Joseph, are you able to read? Oh, great. So when Joseph wanted to convince his brothers that he was telling the truth, that they should leave one of their brothers behind, he assured them by saying, do this and ye will live, for I fear God. These were the words of Joseph. Little background. Joseph was the beloved son of his father, Jacob. But his brothers were envious. They did not like it. Because he was beloved, he was very dear to father. Moreover, he interpreted the dreams which they did not like, which were against. And moreover, father had given a very beautiful, colorful coat, which again they did not like it. And that was the reason they were envious of him. But when they saw this Joseph coming, and when all the brothers were together, they said, "Are that guy is coming. Our brother is coming." So what? They took hold of him. They sold him to the Ishmaelites. And then what happened? When he went to the Ishmaelites, then thereafter when he was sent back, he was taken to Egypt. And there he interpreted the dream of a king. After interpretation of the king's dream, he became the governor. Because he was rightly and judiciously, he rationed the food which the king had, because there was going to be famine. So he was the governor next to him. And thereafter, these brothers, father, Jacob and all, and his sons were living at Canaan. In that city also there was famine. Then this father said, "What you are looking at? Go to Egypt and get something for us." And he comes. But when the all brothers comes, we see that they don't have. Then he recognized his brothers. But then he inquires, "Where is your younger brother, who is called as Benjamin?" Then he said, "Let one of you stay in the prison, get that younger son back, then I will release." They pleaded, but at the end, what happened? What did he say? He said these words, "Do this and you will live, for I fear God." He knew these brothers had done very wrong things, but he was afraid of God. He was not afraid because he was now the governor. He could have easily taken his reign into their hands, but he avoided it because he feared God. In other words, "You can trust me, for I know that I will have to give an account to God." Fear is something we are accountable to God. This is the basic things. Then in the further sessions, we also saw what is... Then what is reverential fear? We came across many times, what is reverential fear? So I thought of putting some points. The reverence is profound respect and love. It is profound. Respect is what? How many of you all respect your parents? They have given their life. We respect on, I see the church going, they are having that community. When community, they go for especially during the day of Independence Day and all. They respect the police force because their contribution to the country. And we also flag off. So this is nothing but respect and love. And then we give respect, due respect to our God. We don't come casual over. When we come in presence of God, we don't come casual. We come with reverence and with love. And today's worship was of love. How good it was to get engrossed into the love of God. Your gratitude to Him. Gratitude to Him. We cannot pay what God has done for us. Nothing can pay us. Nothing can do us. That is eternal gratitude. Today I am standing because of my Father's love towards me. So that is why He has an eternal gratitude towards us. We have to be with too much of gratitude to Him. And then third thing is that we have to obey His commands. Because we love, we have to obey. And the verse I have written is, if you love me, keep my commands. Can somebody read that? Let all of us read at one go. If you love me, keep my commands. So that is the call as reverential fear. These are the points, but what is how we behave? We'll see some of the our behavioral attitude when we think of reverential fear. These are the things. You should be reverent in your behavior as well as your attitude. Your thinking should be right. Your attitude should be correct. And what is that? Reverent behavior includes prayer. Prayer, scripture study. Because unless you read the scripture, you will not go. You will not come to know what is right and what is wrong. Unless parents, they speak something, we will not come to know. My child, don't do this, then they will start avoiding it. So also, to know this, we have to read the scripture to understand what God says to us. Then fasting. Last Sunday, Sandra spoke about fasting. When your real some needs are there, we have to fast. Fasting plays a very vital role. Payments of tithe and offering. As Sandra was speaking today morning, and she was saying that what we have to give the account to the government. So that code is there, you try and then it will be correct. But we are more accountable than to this government, we are more accountable to our God. As Joseph was said that, I'm more accountable to God. So we are more accountable to God in paying this tithe and offering. And the verse which touched me when I was just dotting this, I thought of putting this verse. It says that, can Angel read this? Can someone give a mic to Angel? You can read.
We all gave out of his rent, but see, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on.
These are the words of Jesus when he came in flesh, like you and me. These are the words which he said. He said that they all gave out of their wealth, but she out of her poverty, but in everything, all she had to live on. So that then it includes wearing modest clothing when we come. Then using clean and wholesome language. Our language should be such a good language. It should be like a sweeter than honey when we talk, when we interact with each other. Then the depth of your reverence is evident in your choice of music and other entertainments. Where we go, what we do, what interest we have, which type of music we hear, that also counts a lot. and then in the way you speak of sacred subject, in the way you dress and act when you attend church. Our acting, our movement here also counts a lot. How you behave, how you interact with each other, with brotherly love, with sisterly love. This also counts. Then you show your reverence for the Lord when you serve other people. Treat them with kindness and respect. Yes, some are to be respected, especially who are elder. You can respect me. So in the sense, you have to respect. Also respect the authorities. He may be young. Like Pastor Virgil is quite young to me, but he is having authority. We have to respect the authorities also, irrespective of your age. Yeah, looking at all this, now we'll come to our topic. Our topic is regarding our family. So there are many families. So when I was thinking on all these things, and then I thought of Aquila and Priscilla. How many of you heard of Aquila and Priscilla? Yeah, great. So we'll go into this and we'll see what God is speaking to us. Can Angel read this? Now let that mic be with Angel only.
Acts 18, 1 to 2. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy, and his wife Priscilla, because Claudius has ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them.
Here what we see that Aquila and Priscilla. Priscilla, I was just going through this one Google search. It's a Roman name. And Aquila is a Jewish name. But they got married and they were together. And there was a problem in Rome. What was the problem? There was a strong wave against these Jewish people in Rome. And they had to move out because Romans hated Jews a lot. And because of that, at a huge wave against the Jewish people, Claudius gave an order. He gave an edict saying that all the Jews will be gone out of this Rome. And they had no other choice but to go out of Rome. And they must have thought of going to Corinth, because at that time Corinth was a developing city. It has very diversity in their social, cultural and religious. There was more diversity in this. So they must have thought that going to Corinth, because they must have thought in their mind that they will accept us over there. And moreover, they had a business of tent making. So they thought of their profession also, that it will go well. So with that thought in their mind, they must have come to Corinth. And then at Corinth, what happens? Here, Paul comes and see them. Here he said, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. People of like-minded and like feathers, they come together. So here we see Paul took an opportunity. Maybe because for want of his search for his profession and similarity in the profession, he must have thought of visiting this Aquila and Priscilla. Here we see Paul was at Athens. So it is like he's coming from the west and Aquila and Priscilla are coming from the east. Meeting point is at Corinth. So they see each other. Here now what happened? Paul, here first point what I written is, Do you say that those who fear God, they are godly families? Those who have respect for God, those who fear God, they are of course godly. They are spiritual. How many of you say yes or no? All are silent. Isn't it? Those who fear God, those who know God, they are godly. And you people are also sitting like godly people. So nice. So here we see that a godly family is a saved family surrendering to God. And when you see Aquila and Priscilla, they must be under a lot of pressure because they have to leave that place. It is not. Willingly they came to Corinth. They were forced to leave. Out of compulsion, they have to leave this place. And then they have to search for their house. They have to search for their surrounding acquaintance. And not only that, they have to also manage their profession of tent making. So it was a life pressure on them. This story may be of yours also, when you shifted to your nearby village from your native. Lot of pressure, where I will stay, what I will do, where I will find a house, what it will, my situation will be. So much of pressure and tension. But here, it was out of force they had to come. And here, Paul took an opportunity to visit this family, to speak with this family. And they must have done a lot of sharing. Apostle Paul, as you know, he was full of scriptures. And he shared the gospel to them. They must have interacted much, much more towards each other. And that is how a godly family is a saved family, surrendering to God. So they surrender totally to God. And now they came to know, because of their pressures in life, and because of these pressures in life, and then they have to establish their tent making business. So they were under tremendous pressure. And they now knew only God can help them to come out of this issue. And they surrendered totally to God. Friends, here we are on our faith. We are sitting here. Why? Because somebody must have shared with us how Paul shared with Aquila and Priscilla. Likewise, they must have shared some with us. Someone must have come where God sent someone to preach the gospel. And we believed. And that is why many of us are here. Likewise also, when we think of our people, especially you, it was a God provisions that God brings those persons into our life. And that is why we are saved. Maybe God brought you somebody, sent you somebody in your life last week itself, one or two. And we lost that opportunity also to share the gospel with them. Some of you are here coming to the church, but not yet saved, not yet baptized. God wants that you should come closer to God. So that, like Aquila and Priscilla, you will be a godly child. You will be a godly family. So, let us come. Let us be godly and let us surrender to God. A godly family is a serving family. A family that serves godly is a family that serves God. See here, Acts 18:18, it says, Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. They are getting involved in the ministry. They are serving God in whatever way they can. Here we see Paul, Aquila and Priscilla. They are coming here. They are moving with the Paul now. As they have surrendered, as they are saved and surrendered to the Lord. Here we see that they are moving with Paul. They came to Syria. And then after we see that, they will, Acts 18:24 also they say, came to the Ephesus. Friends, I would like to read one story which in World War II, there was a requirement of, in England, there was a requirement of producing coal. They wanted coal a lot. So Winston Churchill, he called all his labor leaders to enlist them, to enlist in this project. And then when all the laborers, they came together, what they said, that we require you. And in that, they said, now you think of, after all that presentation is said, you think of yourself. What will be after the World War II? How when there is a public parade in the field, how it will be? So they said first line will be of the people of the sailors. Sailors, are there many members in the Navy? Or this one is there in the coastal. Yeah. So here first line will be of Navy because they have protected our vital sea lanes. Then the next will be of soldiers who protected our land. Then there will be a people of means next row will be a pilots who protected our, who guarded our skies from the enemies. And then there will be a long queue of whom? Of sweated, stained, dark and tanned men with their miner's cap on their head. But people in the crowd, as the parade goes on, he said, think of it. That as the parade goes, many people will shout out, where were you from the crowd? Where were you during the time of struggle? Where we were in critical struggle, where were you? But thousands of throats will see that we were deep in the earth facing the cold. That is what it is. My friends, there are many prominent, not all the prominent jobs in this church are good. Maybe not many glamorous and prominent things are here. But whatever the things we are doing, you may be good at some things because you make a lot of difference. You may be not good at singing or preaching, but you are like a sweated cap on the mines. You are facing the cold to bring the church up. There are many people who are behind working the sins. As like this a family camp, as Sandra was sharing. These volunteers makes a lot of difference in the church for the growth of the church. So all the volunteers who opted and who did makes a difference in the church. Then Acts 18:24, he says, so get involved into the church activities. So that is what here, because there are many ministries which were announced, many things happening, community-wise as well as missional-wise. So here you can glorify God here in the church at Renewed Hope Community Church. Then was when we see at Acts 18:24-26, Angel, can you read?
Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great favor and taught about Jesus accurately. Though he knew only the baptism of John, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately.
So here we see everything that you hear about Aquila and Priscilla. They are working together. They went with Paul. They went with Paul at where? Syria. Then they went to, along with him, they went to Ephesus. You see, they are always moving. They are serving God together. As a family, we are to serve God. We have to come together to serve God as a family. Then only something good, because it is God's plan and God's purpose. Not only that, what further when Paul writes a letter, few years later to the church in Romans, what the Romans is 16:3-4, he says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. See the risk they have taken. Because Paul comments on them. So much of sacrifice they have done it. As a family, they came out. They searched, they worked. So here we see that contribution of Aquila and Priscilla. The thing is, as a family, we have to serve God. We, as a family, we have to serve and surrender to God first. Then as a family, we have to serve God. I like to read one story. Just hear me as I read. In an earlier century village, there was a large boulder in the middle of the road. Traveler after traveler walked past the boulder, wearing off the side of the road and get around it. All the while they were shaking their head and muttering, someone would get that big thing out of the way. What an inconvenience. Finally, a man came along and seeing a boulder came, took a branch from a tree and pried the boulder enough to get it rolling and rolled it off to the side of the road. Lying underneath the rock, he found a small bag with a note. The note read as follows. The king of this land is looking for a minister to serve others. Thank you for being a true servant of the kingdom. Many have passed this way and complained because of the state of the problem and spoken of what ought to be done. But you have taken the responsibility upon yourself to serve the kingdom. Instead, you are appointed as a minister of service in the kingdom. Report to the king immediately. The thing is, here you see that their big boulder was just people were moving around. What is this? Somebody should help. They were really complaining. Nobody took the initiative to remove that small rock which was there. They have to take around. It was a total inconvenience. They commented, they complained, but nobody took the initiative. But young man, he volunteered himself. He volunteered himself to participate in that. And somehow with a rod, he just rolled that boulder side to it. And the road was clear. And there, under the rock, there was a bag with a note that you have taken. You got involved into this and you are appointed as a minister. Friends, how many golden bags we are missing day to day? Because God has given us many opportunities, but we take it very casual. Simply we ignore the things. So let us be very cautious. Not only that, we have to, as a family, we have to see that we take opportunity of everyone to come closer. I really appreciate the volunteers. All were giving a round of applause because Each volunteer make a difference in our church for the growth of the church. Because you volunteered to do this at family camp, it was a big success. Involvement of volunteers helps for the growth of the church. And that reward will be given. Because ultimately judgments are there. Earlier sessions which we saw, there is judgment. And you will be rewarded for that. Don't miss those golden opportunities whenever the things comes. Because we see these volunteers, apart from their routine work, apart from their works, they carry out the work. They serve the church. That's the beauty of these volunteers. And that helps a lot. Not only that, I encourage all of you, whatever your job, you may be a working professional, you may be having a job, you may be a student. Else, God, wherever God has placed you, in whichever profession you may be, the main purpose of your life is to serve God. Serve God, and God will really bless. Come closer to God. So raising a godly family is not only with the church, involved in the church. Those who are involved in the church, they get, and there are many ministries in the church where you can get involved. And you can do wonders in this ministry. When we think of all these things, we see that there are many openings in the church. It is best way to get involved, as Aquila and Priscilla were involved into many activities. They did not leave Paul. They went along with Paul everywhere. They served. Friends, let us involve. It is not a responsibility only of the husband, or it is not the responsibility only of the wife. But as a family, we have to serve God. Involve your children into the service of God. Many opportunities are there. Let us not miss this golden opportunity which God has given to us. So getting involvement into this is more important. Then we see a godly family is a worshiping family. So here it says that Paul writes to the Romans, he said, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of Gentiles are grateful to them." Read verse 5? "Greet all the church that meets at their house." They had a house also where church was meeting together. And in church, what happens? You know, we come together, we have praise and worship, then we share the word of God, we have fellowship, we have brunch together. So many activities takes place in the church. So here we see that the church, and these are the earlier churches where they were meeting in their houses because there are no buildings as such. But even now, at number of places, churches are there in the house. I request our Pastor Virgil to share some things of our church.
So thank you, Uncle. Requested that I'll share a few things about the birth of RHC. So 2014, May, this month, 24th, we got married, myself and Sandra. Before that, we had some other plans because I was in IT. My wife also is a psychologist. We wanted to move to Pune. And our desire was that, we will settle down in Pune. Even we went there and prayed and, sanctified the place and asked God that we are coming to Pune. But one day my pastor called me and said, Virgil, can you come for dinner? So whenever he used to call for either lunch or dinner, then gone. Like, you know what is going to happen. So I already got fever. I was not able to sleep. The next morning, somewhere, something, you know, like I was just recapping the entire month. Like, what did I do wrong? And I went there. We both were there, myself and Sandra. In the evening, he was with us. And he said, Virgil, what about Panvel? And we were like, you know, like, it does not make sense to us. We want to go to Pune. Pune is an IT hub for us. And I joined a company which has a branch in Pune. So I was supposed to ask a transfer for them that I will move to Pune. And Pune, in the sense, we didn't want to do something as a church or something, but we wanted to start something there, small. So when my pastor asked, like, about Panvel, he said, you know, you don't have to be, you know, start as a church. You know, you need to take responsibility of a Bible college there, and you have to move there. And I was just looking at him, and I told him, I'm not the right person to go to Panvel. He said, why? I said, I can't speak. I don't know anything. And in your church, I was there for 7 years. I never preached. I never led worship. I never did anything. Because I was part of Bombay Baptist Church. It's a church of 500 plus people, all vibrant corporates, and where, you know, someone who can't speak, you know, get an opportunity. It's not that I did not get an opportunity. I was involved in Sunday school. I was involved in, but I never got a platform of kind of to preach there. I was there for 7 years. It happened in such a way that one of the days, my pastor came and you know, said, oh, what's your name? I said, my name is Virgil. He said, oh, nice, Virgil. Nice to see you. You know, good you joined. I said, I joined this church 3 years back. And that was my state. And, you know, he asked us, go to Panvel. When he said, I kept our plans aside because I trusted God and I trusted my leader. I said, we'll go to Panvel. All my others, I thought like city would be better. I don't want to come to a village in Panvel. Because when I came, we were traveling from a harbor train. We said, all greenery, all dams, no people, only grass, dry lands, and heat of the sun. In the month of May, we were just traveling to come to see, like, where are we going? And when we came to Panvel, I was like, it looks like really a missionary coming, you know. We heard a lot of missionaries going to the village and all and doing all this. And we said, oh, it looks like, you know, we are the missionaries coming to this place. And we came here, you know, cut the story short. We got married on the month of May 24th. Okay, this month, May 24th. And we got married. Our ceremony was completed. Food was done. We took a cab on 24th, same day. On the day of our wedding, we moved to Panvel. And the next day, we tried connecting people. Nothing existed. It was just a place where we used to stay. We called people home, but they were all part of different churches. But we didn't want to kind of like bring someone or, you know, something from there. We were fully focused on the Bible college. We were the deans of, I was a dean, myself and Sandra. Sandra took a break. She said, we want to focus here. She left her corporate job. I came here. I was only earning 20,000, 30,000 at that point. Whatever, like, month end, we used to struggle for, juggle around for our finances. And we came there, no people. Forget about English-speaking people, no people in Panvel. One day I met with an accident. I'm just sharing this journey which will help us. One day I met with an accident near a house. And I was lying down in a bit of pain. And I was just crying. I don't know whom to call. My wife is lying down and she's crying. Where to go? Which hospital? Panvel was new to us. And suddenly I got up and I saw that, you know, 30, 40 people around. They just gathered. Kya ho gaya? Kya ho gaya? And then I just went and I sat inside house. I said, Lord, why in Panvel? I don't know even a hospital. I don't know even a place where to go. And I was in a bit of pain. And it was so delayed, someone took me to a hospital in MGM. And because of the treatment, you know, I still have that pain in my ribs. Whenever I know that pain, I feel that pain, I remember Panvel. And we started in our house. Mornings, we used to have prayer. We used to ask people, you know, come. You know, we are just having a Bible study. Some people used to come, some people never used to come. We said, we have to do something here. We said, our focus is Bible college, but God has called us to sow seed in Panvel. People used to say that my friends are like people who are part of Kolaba, they were all planted churches in cities. They said, Virgil, I think Panvel is not for you. You have been, it's a training ground for you, but God will take you out of Panvel and take you somewhere. So I also used to feel, yes, Panvel, you know, I think it's very, you know, harsh. Nothing, no people, no towers, nothing is there. And we said, let's start a prayer booth Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. So we used to be ready. People never used to come. We both used to pray. And we were in a vibrant church, kind of enjoying the Sunday service. Sometimes we cried out to Lord, Lord, give us people in Panvel. Give us a community in Panvel. But never happened over the period of years. It took 3-4 years for us to kind of call people at home, start a prayer group. And then one day we took a step saying that people don't want to come. You know, like the concept of church for people is it should happen other than home. So we took a place in a school. It was a third floor. No AC the way you all are sitting here. No brunch. People used to come for the first day. They never used to come again. People used to tell us, there is no lift. We can't come. There is no stage, there is no hall, there is no people. We moved in faith. All the instruments which we see here, we bought it when there was no one there to play. We bought the drums, kept it for a year when there was no musician. We bought the keyboard, we kept it when there was no player. We knew God will build the church. And it was not easy. And we moved to that place, you know, with five, six people. And we moved to the place, heavy rent. We started something for the children and all that. It went to 10, 15 people. Then again, you know, if you come to my home, you will see a board. The biggest thing in life is not taking risks. That would be there in the hall. So we said, we have to move from here. God will build. And that is where we moved to kind of Hotel Peace Park. And it's been 3-4 years we have seen God's faithfulness. Today when we, people who are members of our church, we are around 80-100 people who are actively participate in our community. We have more than many people outside who love to join our community in whatever things are. But it all started at home and all started with something where we need to kind of trust God in everything. And over the period of time, we saw God's faithfulness. And people used to say, yes, you are such a small community. What all you can do? You say, you come and see our church. You know what we do. Even the summer camp, I would say that pulling something out, you know, you pulled out something, a cracker. That's what RSC was all about. We started in our home, and today it's thriving. One day we were praying in Panvel, prayer walk. The Spirit of God speaking to you, Virgil, how big are you going to take a place? I said, Lord, a place which is of 100 people. And the Spirit of the Lord again spoke to me. I said, what about if 101 person comes, what will you do? I said, will you say that person not to come to church? I said, Lord, I don't know. He said, look at all this I have given to you. Look for 1,000. I said, not 1,000. I'm not saying 1,000. I say it's a number of growth. God said, look, 2 weeks back when we were doing the prayer, where God said, your church, you know, your church is unique. This church, God's church is unique, placed in Panvel. You have universities around which no one is blessed with. This year, pray that God will open doors for you. You have more people with less job now. You have to move out or else you will remain here. And now, last week also, we were searching for a place. Now we are moving out of Peace Park. And we are looking for a bigger place than this. And it all started with a place, a small corner, where people never used to turn up. You know, people used to come and leave. Building things in faith that God will bless. No Sunday school. No children's ministry. No youth ministry. No men's ministry. But it all began with a seed of faith. But that house was important. Today, You know, there's one guy in our church who has, you know, left a review for our church, and our, you know, if you look at it, you'll read that he's not here this morning. He said, RH42, I would say, you know, I remember this more than my birthday. A house plays a significant role. A family plays a significant role. That is what, that is where the church begins. It was not easy for us when we moved to Panvel with questions. You know, when, even when my, our child, you know, we were just expecting our child. Sandra was, you know, after a year, she started working because the church was not growing. She went to Andheri. You know, she had bleeding. And she has to travel from Andheri. And she's calling and she's trusting. First child, we are newly married. We have come to serve God. And she's coming from Andheri to Panvel in that train. And we were just searching Google, gynecologist in Panvel, gynec in Panvel. No contact. No one is available. None of them. And we have to wait with that bleeding for hours till 7 o'clock in the evening. She reached home at 3, 4. And we were there 7. We know we are here. And then 7 o'clock we went. The doctor said, you can't save this child. And we said, we trust God. He said, even if you save this child, the child will have some deficiency. The brain will not function. But today, Abisha, you see, her name is Yahweh is my father. Not Virgil and Sandra. God is my father. It's her name's meaning. Yahweh is my father. And she is, when we go to the school for PT, Michelle, intelligent child. It all began from home. When we, during the time of COVID, just peak COVID, my dad was not keeping well. And I was here in Panvel. One fine day, my dad called, video call. He was lying down. My mom was trying to lift her up and to the hospital. And no one, because it was COVID, no one was helping her. My mom was not able to lift my dad. And everyone was like, you know, mom, we see a video call. I said, you wait, I'll come. And I went out, it was pouring and raining heavily. I just want to share the other side of the story as well. It is not just RHC, just birth. It is people who have taken a step of faith. And my dad, my mom is crying that no one, she's knocking the doors of our neighbors, no one is there. I said, I took the car out, complete lockdown. Few people are allowed outside. I said, Lord, this rain, I can't see anything. Stop the rain. The rain is not stopping. And I can't see. I said, Lord, let me not get any signals. I was getting signals after signals. I said, Lord, I should not get any call from someone from my home. And in middle of one peak, you know, the place which I still remember whenever I cross, I got a call from my sister. Because my sister has to come from Sion and get to Kurla. And they have to come and take because we wasted 2 hours there. And then, by the way, they were taking him. I just saw my sister. I said, Lord, no. I came to Panvel because you asked me to come. And you have promised me that you will take care of my family. I took the call. I said, Lord, no. And my sister started crying his head. He passed away on the way. And I reached the hospital. I saw they were pumping. I said, Lord, please, let me have one chance. He passed away. I was in complete depression. I came here. Lord, we came here in Panvel. This house, we began, you know, only I left that Kurla. I left my mom. She was alone. My dad, no one was there to help. I came here. Lord, only if I have stayed close by next to their house, I may have taken him to the hospital. And I was under depression. I said, Lord, what is this? And I was just lying down. It was complete depression. 1 month I was going through. I'll go to the washroom, I'll cry. I'll take bath, I'll cry. No one knows about it. And I have to be very much. And then one day, afternoon, God just said, Virgil, get up. Why are you downcast? I said, Lord, I don't have strength. He said, sit down. So I sat down. The Spirit of God said, why are you crying for your father? I said, Lord, you know, we may have saved him. I said, what if I have been close by, Lord? I just came here to Panvel. Said, the Spirit of God said, you are thinking about one father. Look at your church. You are a father of many. And I looked at that vision. God showed me the church. He said, you are the father of many. You can't lie down there. And that is how I came out of that depression. Only because of this. Panvel, and as I said, 1,000 is a small number. RHC is going to birth many children. RHC is going to, you know, expand. You know, RHC is going to raise leaders. RHC is going to give life to people. RHC is going to, you know, give birth to many house churches in these coming days. And people like Akhil and Priscilla, you know, we are not calling about us, we are far away, but any caliber, any person, any people, God can raise. But it begins from our home. It begins from our family.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor. So, godly family is a worshiping family. We need to spend time in prayer, devotion, and worship. One thing, of church, our home is our first church, where we can come together, where we can pray together and have worship. Friends, to build up the family, we need to share the things. We have to read the devotion, that is word of God, we have to spend together. Share between each other as a family so that each one will be built up. Each one can intercede for each other as a family. So, family plays a very vital role in our life and for the growth of God's kingdom. So, when these families are built up, then the church is formed. Church will be a very vibrant church. Church will grow at such a rate, as Pastor was sharing, it will grow in number. But for that, families are to serve each other. A godly family is more important. So we see that, come, serve the Lord. Moreover, this, serve your family first. Highest priority is your own marriage first, then our children's, then our homes, and then our godly ways we can just to grow. You don't have a family over here. They are somewhere out. Renewed Hope Community, here is your family. And really, the church will grow when this, because here you can mix with each other. You can have fellowship. You can share many things with us. So, family should be an ideal family. So, just looking at Joshua's, you know Joshua, the only person who came from the old generation, Joshua and Caleb. At the end of his session, he spoke these words. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. God expects the entire family to serve God. It is not only church, but it is our entire family. Then looking at the wonderful thing how with the Philippine jailer. In Acts 61, he says, when there was a turmoil, when the earthquake was there and all, they were to kill themselves. Background just. And that time when the jailer was to kill himself, that time, he said, don't, we are here. And then at that, Philippine jailer asked Paul and Silas, he says, so what must I do to be saved? Acts 61, they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. God is interested in the household. God is interested in the houses. God is interested in our homes, in our families. And that is what he says. Further, when we go to 16, 32, 33, it says, then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. See the wonderful thing. God's favor is on the family. When we have a godly family, God will work in that. And all that complete family was saved. They were baptized. Further, see the enjoyment they had. In 1634, the jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. he was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, and he and his household was saved. The thing is, see the joy. They came together, they ate together, they served together. As a family, we have to be one. Yeah. So what we do is now, here when we read all these things, the key factor is we of godly family is a saved family who surrenders to God. Hold on to your salvation. Don't leave off it. You are saved. Hold on to it. Don't leave. Keep on pressing to it. Then we say that service. Serve in whatever way you can. Because Aquila and Priscilla, they served. They went to Syria. They went to Ephesus. Along with Paul. Not only that, they made one. They taught even Apollos. They made him the leader. So in whatever the way we have to serve the Lord. And then our family is a should be a worshiping family. Worship. Keep on worshiping God as individual, as a family. Come together. Share the word of God. In the end, you will see that we'll have a very godly family. We will have a very homely family. That is what God's desire is, that we should be one with God. So I call upon Pastor.